get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Golf and loving it 52 weeks a year, every Sunday. This is Tee to Green, the golf show. Jay Ritchie and Jerry Butenhoff live from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Welcome, and thanks for making Tee to Green part of your Sunday. On the show today, well, the golfing world is still trying to comprehend just what happened last Sunday at the Ryder Cup. The final day, United States collapsed, the European rally, some finger-pointing still going on, lots of second-guessing as well, and we'll try to sort it out for you today. We'll give you our take. And we'll look at it through the perspective of a couple of people who were at Medina Country Club last week to watch Ryder Cup competition. First up, the editor of Global Golf Post, that's an online golf news website, formerly of the Golf Channel, Brian Hewitt, makes a return visit to Tee to Green today. We had him on earlier this year. And Brian Hewitt, a native of Chicago, where the Ryder Cup was played, back on Tee to Green today for his take. Later in the hour, former LPGA star Michelle McGann. She was one of the top players on the ladies tour back in the 1990s. She's also no stranger to international competition such as the Ryder Cup. She was a member of the 1996 Solheim Cup team. She's not playing too much anymore. She was at the Ryder Cup last week, and we'll get her take on things about the Ryder Cup last week and about the Solheim Cup, the best European female golfers versus the best U.S., the best the U.S. has to offer. That's happening next year, next August, here in Colorado. We'll talk to Michelle McGann about the Ryder Cup and the Solheim Cup and that type of golf competition today here on Tee to Green. We also have for you a couple of golf tips from Broadmoor head pro Mark Keble. That and much, much more coming your way here today on Tee to Green.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Are you one of the millions of Americans falling behind on your mortgage payment? Have you been turned down for a refinance or loan modification? Are you and your family facing foreclosure? Well, if your monthly house payment is $1,000 or more, we'd like to speak to you. Contact Home Attorney Network today to find out how they may be able to help. Call 888-831-7489. If you're a victim of predatory lending, or if your bank is giving you the runaround, if you're struggling to make your home mortgage payment, or if your family's home is at risk, we want to hear from you. Call 888-831-7489. Find out how an experienced attorney may be able to help. The banks have thousands of attorneys working for them. You don't have to face them alone. Call 888-831-7489. This announcement may be considered attorney advertising. Services may not be available in your state, and past results do not guarantee future performance. If your house payment is $1,000 or more, Home Attorney Network may be able to help. Call them right now, toll free. Call 888-831-7489. That's 888-831-7489.
Your heart's beating really fast. It's beating so fast, you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do? You call the tax doctor.
If problems with the IRS are making you sick to your stomach, let the tax doctor help you. The tax doctor can help solve your problems by negotiating with the IRS on your behalf. They save their clients money, offering immediate payment relief, plus stopping any bank levies or seizures. Call the tax doctor right now and see why we have a 95% satisfaction rating with our customers. The consultation is confidential and free. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123.
Sunday morning, the sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
The show by golfers for golfers. You found it. It's Tee to Green, the golf show. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Great to be with you today. This segment of Tee to Green, presented in part by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912, caring for you and your family for the last 100 years, preparing for the next 100. That's Swan Law Funeral Directors, 501 North Cascade, Colorado Springs, online at swan-law.com. Good to be with you today. Later in the hour, Michelle McGann will be here, former LPGA star who was one of the prominent players on the ladies' tour back in the 1990s. She was also a member of the Solheim Cup squad, Jerry, for the U.S. back in 1996. So she's no stranger to international competition, the Solheim Cup, the Ryder Cup. She was at Medina last week, and we're going to talk to her and get her take on just what happened last week at the Ryder Cup, the U.S. team collapse on the last day in the European rally to reclaim the Ryder Cup. Good to see you after being gone last week. You had a good weekend, though.
I did. I had one of my college buddies in the state visiting. We went up to the northern part of the state and did the UCLA Bronco doubleheader last weekend, so had success with both of those victories there. Michelle McGann, by the way, defeated Laura Davies in singles in her match in the Ryder Cup. She also edged Laura Davies once in a playoff and one other time in a couple of her victories on tour. So she had good success against the big Brit there, yeah.
She was famous for the big wide...
fancy hats, yeah. Stylish, very stylish on the golf course. Always looked nice out there, for sure. Won 7 titles in a 3-year stretch in the mid-90s.
By the way, I'd like to mention that Tee to Green would like to welcome the newest member of our radio family, Sports Talk 1080, the team... joins our team, the team in Orlando, Florida. Special thanks to team program director Len Weiner, and a big hello to all you folks out there in Orlando this morning as we are talking golf and loving it. Our first guest today back with us, he was with us back during the Masters, the editor of the Global Golf Post online golf news site. You may remember him from his stint on the Golf Channel. He is a Chicago area native and spent some time back in his hometown and home state last week watching the Ryder Cup in person, and we're happy to welcome back to Tee to Green, Brian Hewitt. Brian, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, gents. How are you all?
Have you recovered from last week and that Sunday collapse at the Ryder Cup?
Well, I just about got all the noise out of my ears. I think it was a great event for golf. It was certainly a bitterly tough pill to swallow if you're an American or a fan of the American team. But great drama, great stuff, great television. It was the 5th Ryder Cup that I've covered in person, and clearly the most well attended and exciting and pulsating. So it was. I have to get to your question. I'm just about recovered.
Well, we'll throw you back into the mix here a little bit for the next few minutes and kind of rehash some of the stuff that went on. First off, as you alluded to, I thought the area, the state of Illinois, the city of Chicago, Medina Country Club, it seems like the impression I got just from watching it on TV long distance, things couldn't have been better.
Yeah, it went very well. It was great cooperation. The fans, the Chicago sports fan is a tough breed, but they're pretty fair. There are a couple of minor, you know, indiscretions by fans, but I think some of that can be attributed to the fact that they were selling beer at 8 o'clock in the morning out there. But there were European fans there that were rowdy as well. All in all, though, it was very well handled. In fact, I had a friend come up to me yesterday, and he said, "I've got a question for you." He said, "Who cost the U.S. the Ryder Cup?" And I started, you know, okay. I said that's got to be a subjective answer. And he said, "Well, just take a guess." And I said, "All right, I'll bite." Jim Furyk. And he said, "No." He said, "The guy that cost America the Ryder Cup was the cop that drove 100 miles an hour with Rory McIlroy to make sure he made it time on Sunday."
Yes.
because if he hadn't, the U.S. would have won that point by forfeit. And I think that goes back to your question. I think that was, you know, even the police were cooperating with both sides last week in Chicago.
That's a great point, though. Brian Hewitt, our guest from Global Golf Post. Brian, a week ago, Sunday morning, before the first golf ball was struck, what were your thoughts, and did you anticipate maybe a European rally or the U.S. closing it out, running away with it? What were you thinking at the time?
Well, that's a great question. I was in Brookline in 90, I was at Brookline in 99, so I know that you can come back from 10-6. But there were some significant differences. The European team was not well rested in 99. Mark James had played six or seven of his guys would be playing their fifth match on Sunday, and the Americans were much fresher. And in this case, the Europeans were not worn out. There were only two guys that would be playing in their fifth match, and that's Justin Rose and Rory McIlroy, and they're both pretty young and fit. And I just thought that, you know, the way it ended on Saturday, there was just a little bit of momentum that was garnered by the Europeans. I mean, that could have been 11-5 or 12-4. They did very well to get out of there at 10-6 on Saturday night with a little momentum in the team room. And then, you know, you sort of think about it, and it's like, well, okay, what if they win the first two? 12 matches are going to go out there. What if they win the first two? You know, that goes from 10-6 to 10-8, and it's sort of wide open at that point. But what happened was none of those. You really didn't really get a sense for what was going on until about the middle of the afternoon, because so many of the matches were close. I think at one point there were seven or eight matches out on the course that were all square. So then the Americans sort of gave the Europeans a small crack, and the Europeans, led by Justin Rose, who I think really was the hero, the big hero on Sunday. I thought Poulter was the hero of the week, but the Rose was the hero on Sunday. The Europeans just drove a truck right through that small crack, and then all the dominoes started to fall, and the rest is history.
You know, you mentioned something about in 99 the Europeans being tired, and there's been a lot of talk this week about resting players or players that got rested that didn't need to be rested. I don't know if the average fan realizes or understands, because they're thinking, golf, how could you be tired? It's just golf. You're out there walking. You're playing 18 holes. It's a beautiful day, and that's what you do for a living. How could you be tired? But there's different degrees of being tired, especially in a competition like that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's not so much the physical nature. I mean, people were saying, well, why didn't Davis Love send Keegan Bradley and Mickelson back out Saturday afternoon, because they had played in the morning, they played alternate shot and only had to play like 13 holes, and that's only hitting half the shots because you're playing alternate shot. How tired could they have been?
Yeah,
but it's and I will. I will second guess that one at least a little bit. I'm going to go against what I said a second ago. I think that team, there was so much chemistry there. I think that that he should have sent those two guys back out on Saturday afternoon. But back to your point, it's more of an emotional fatigue, particularly in Ryder Cup where everything is so magnified. I think five matches really wears a guy out mentally much more than physically.
Yeah, and I think to that end, I bet you most of the guys in the Ryder Cup, players, coaches alike, are pretty much just relaxing this week and trying to decompress a little bit after the last couple of weeks.
Well, I just before you guys called, I just double checked. I went and looked at the leaderboard or the scoreboard for the tour event this week. They're playing the Justin Timberlake event out in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. And the only American who played last week at Medina that's playing in Las Vegas this week, or I should say the only American who was at Medina last week who's playing this week in Las Vegas is Davis Love III. And to his credit, he shot 68, 67, made the cut, shot 73 yesterday, so he's not anywhere near the top of the leaderboard. All 12 guys decided not to play there, although Dustin Johnson is playing at the Alfred Dunhill in Europe this week. Dustin Johnson, by the way, played very well last week, was 3-0 for the Americans.
Yeah, quite the schedule. We need to take a break. Brian, can you stick around? We'll talk a little bit more after the break.
No problem.
All right. Brian Hewitt is with us, Global Golf Post, the editor of the Global Golf Post. And coming up, Michelle McGann, one of the top LPGA players of the 1990s, will join us as we are looking back on last week's Ryder Cup competition. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butinoff from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. This is Tee to Green.
Heart's beating really fast. It's beating so fast, you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do? You call the Tax Doctor.
If problems with the IRS are making you sick to your stomach, let the Tax Doctor help you. The Tax Doctor can help solve your problems by negotiating with the IRS on your behalf. They save their clients money, offering immediate payment relief, plus stopping any bank levies or seizures. Call the Tax Doctor right now and see why we have a 95% satisfaction rating with our customers. The consultation is confidential and free. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client
it immediately.
It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation.
Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
There was only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor. Today, I want to give you a few tips about playing in the wind. First off, I want you to remember that you got to swing within yourself when playing into the wind. That may mean shortening up. That may mean hitting a 7-iron instead of a 3-wood or something. A lot of people want to swing harder into the wind. Actually, it's just the opposite. You want to take it a little easier. Slower swing pace is always beneficial into the wind, as that will take spin off the ball and therefore not make it go up. The other thing is just widen your stance a little bit. A little wider stance gives you a little better base and a little better chance of hitting a shot on the face of the club. And into the wind, that's the name of the game.
For more on saving strokes and shaving a few off your game, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your nearest PGA professional.
We like to call it destination listening for dedicated golfers. Tee to Green, the golf show, presented in part by At Your Service for all your repair and remodeling needs. It's At Your Service, where there's no job too small or too big. Call Daryl at 719-216-2717 or send him an email at atyourservice@hotmail.com. At Your Service, more than a handyman. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff, Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, with our guest Brian Hewitt, the editor of the Global Golf Post. We're talking about last week's Ryder Cup. Before we continue doing that, Brian, let's just tell folks who may not be familiar or who may not have caught you the last time you were on the show about Global Golf Post and what it is and what you guys do there.
Well, thank you. I'd be happy to. Global Golf Post is a weekly digital golf magazine patterned after Golf Week or Golf World, two very popular weekly golf magazines. I used to work at Golf Week. I've written for Golf World. The difference is that because we're digital, you can read us Monday morning at 7 a.m. We will deliver to your mailbox, your email inbox, and you don't have to wait till Thursday or Friday to get us in the regular mail. To subscribe, all you have to do is go to globalgolfpost.com. That's globalgolfpost.com, and subscription is free. We'd love for anybody to take a chance. Take a shot at us. We're in our third year, and we've got plans going to go into our fourth year, and been very well received. We're up to about 400,000 subscribers, and We're pretty pleased with that, so thanks for giving me the chance to put in the plug.
Yeah, you guys do a great job. You got a great stable of writers and folks who get it done for you every week. Besides yourself, did you have a few other folks out at Medina for the Ryder Cup?
We did. I was writing and also serving as the on-site editor. We had Garton Capellian, who used to write for the Detroit Free Press. Art Spander, who's in the Pro Football Writers Hall of Fame, a longtime golf writer. Ed Sherman, who used to be the golf writer for the Chicago Tribune, was doing a little work for us. And we had John Hopkins, who used to be the golf writer for the Times of London, and also from Wales, a fellow by the name of Paul Mahoney. All of those guys were contributing from Medina for us last week. So it was a we had balance on both sides of the big pond in our coverage.
That's a pretty formidable team right there. speaking of teams,
no kidding. Okay, Brian, a lot of people were talking about how balanced these teams were coming into the event last week. Everybody in the top 35 ranked for the first time. There wasn't an American on the roster that had a winning Ryder Cup record. Was that significant at all?
Well, it's significant. Certainly worth pointing up, and basically what it points up is that the Europeans have won 7 of the last 9 Ryder Cups. So by virtue of the final scores, it's tough to find an American veteran who had a winning record because we haven't been winning the cups. Similarly, you have some pretty sterling looking records on the other side, particularly. Sergio Garcia, Luke Donald, and especially Ian Poulter. I mean, this guy lives. This guy was born to play Ryder Cup golf. He's an accomplished player, year in year out, week in week out. But when the Ryder Cup bell goes off, something special happens with this guy. And even if you're an American fan, I think you have to respect it and admire it.
Isn't he like 15-3 now, or something ridiculous like that?
I believe it's 12-3. I believe he's played 15 matches and 12-3, and which is really phenomenal. I mean, that percentage is, I haven't worked that out, but I think for anybody who's played more than 10 matches, I don't think anybody's got a better. I know Larry Nelson had a very, very good winning percentage in Ryder Cup years ago, but I don't know that anybody's got a better winning percentage than that.
There's been some talk, Brian, about as far as the United States players are concerned, we're starting to see a little bit of a changing of the guard. We may not see a Jim Furyk or a Steve Stricker on a Ryder Cup team ever again. They're just getting too old and nearing the end of their regular PGA Tour careers before they maybe go to the Senior Tour. And it's going to be the younger guys. And all of a sudden, the Mickelsons and the Tiger Woods are the grizzled veterans of the team. Do you see that changing of the guard happening?
I think probably Stricker and Furyk have played their last Ryder Cups. I think that Phil will have a couple more, maybe not more than two more. Tiger is still will have, well, maybe a half a dozen or so, but... Yeah, the guys are coming up. Keegan Bradley, Brant Snedeker, Dustin Johnson, some of the younger guys. Ricky Fowler, who played the last time over in Wales, but not this time. I think you'll see him playing a lot of Ryder Cups, and I think that's just the way it goes. I think that's to be expected.
Yeah, and it seems like for the most part, the key guys on the European team, they're all sort of in their early prime or right in the middle of their prime right now.
Yeah, I think that group that you saw, with the exception of a guy like Paul Laurie, who played in the 99 Ryder Cup at Brookline and then didn't play again until this year, that's an anomaly. I don't think you'll see him again in a Ryder Cup. They have a core there of guys who are not past the age of, for the most part, are not past the age of 35. And, Justin Rose, Poulter, Donald, even Luke, even Lee Westwood. I know Garcia is going to be around for a few more guys who I think you can count on playing, them playing a half a dozen more or so Ryder Cups. So, I think the future of the Ryder Cup looks brighter right now for the not just because they just won, but because of what we're talking about here. I think the future looks a lot brighter for them than it does for the Americans.
You know, Brian, I hadn't thought about it until you mentioned that Lowry only played in 99. He's been on both ends of the biggest comebacks. His head must be frazzled by this thing by now, isn't it?
Somebody asked him about that in the press room, and it was interesting. They brought the 12 guys in afterwards, and it was for a group press conference, and it was because of all the ceremonies and things they had to go through. It was about two and a half hours after the last putt had dropped before these guys came into the press room. And in that 2.5 hours, they all had a chance to imbibe.
Yes.
Let me put it that way. It was a It was a loose bunch in there, and somebody asked Laurie about it, and he said, yeah, he said, I really don't know anything other than the two I've played in. He said, this seems quite normal to me, coming from 10-6 behind. He said he was glad he was on the good end of it. One other point on these group press conferences: the Americans came in before, and again they set them up at a big long table, and all 12 guys are sitting up there in the front of the interview room with Davis Love in the middle. And I couldn't help but notice that on the far left end was Phil Mickelson, and at the complete far right end, with the exception of Stricker, was Tiger Woods. So Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson were about as far apart as possible on the podium for the interviews. And I think some of that goes back to the fact that, you know, those guys have just never really gotten along. They tried to put Hal Sutton tried to put them together in 2004, and that blew up in his face. And I kind of think it's a shame. I wish that they got along better, and I wish there was a way that those guys could see clear to want to play with each other, but I guess I'm dreaming.
Yeah, well, maybe there's hope. You know, Jack and Arnie eventually got together. It took well into their senior tour days for that to happen, but maybe it'll happen with Tiger and with Phil someday as well. Hey, Brian, wish we had more time, but thanks for joining us today, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
Well, enjoy your show, guys, and thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
That's Brian Hewitt, editor of the Global Golf Post, with us today here on Tee to Green.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Just tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy.
tap a roof.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down.
The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor, and today I want to talk to you about three teaching aids, the first one being just a plain, ordinary towel, and this is used primarily for the short game. Put it across your chest and put it under each arm. What this allows you to do is maintain the triangle through the chipping area, and it keeps your arms nice and taut to the body where you're not breaking your wrists and so on and so forth. Secondly, the inside approach, and this is the one Nicklaus endorses. It's got the foam bar that reaches out, and this is the most effective tool that I've seen for making somebody swing out instead of coming over the top of the ball, creating a cut. Make sure that you look into the inside approach. Third is a head cover, just a plain ordinary cloth head cover that you put under your right arm if you're a righty to cure a flying elbow and coming over the top at the top of your swing where the club is pointing toward the first baseman. You want to avoid that at all costs. This will keep the right elbow to the side, and you'll be down the line much, much better. Try these. I'm sure they'll help.
For more on taking strokes off of your game, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your local PGA professional. It's America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Jay and Jerry here, welcoming the newest member of our ever-growing radio family, Sports Talk 1080, the team out of Orlando, Florida. Big special hello to all the folks out there in the Orlando area, and special thanks to Team Program Director Len Weiner. Our next guest was one of the prominent players on the LPGA Tour for most of the 1990s. She had a couple of trademarks during her career. One was her consistency, 76 top 10 finishes. The other was the type of attire she had on the golf course. She was famous for her wide-brim hats. And whether you're watching an LPGA event in person or watching on TV, you always knew when Michelle McGann was on the course, and we're happy to welcome Michelle McGann to Tee to Green today. Hi, Michelle. Welcome. How you doing?
Good morning. Thanks, you guys. Glad to be with you.
Well, glad you could take the time to join us. Are you playing much anymore these days, or have you pretty much officially retired?
Well, you know what? That retirement word is such a big word, and there's always the option that you might want to play in a few tournaments. So I've been working really hard. I've had diabetes for 29 years, so we've started a golf tournament and just really working hard to help those in our area and try to find a cure for this awful disease that so many of us fight every day.
Yeah, I know that you founded the Michelle McGann Golf Classic to benefit diabetes research, and you've got an event coming up here shortly next month, do you not?
No. Yes, we do. November 2nd at Trump International, and we had a kickoff party just a few nights ago at the Gardens Mall here, and it's just been fabulous. We've had so much support, and the support is just continuing to keep coming in, and we're really being able to help just so many young kids that really need somebody to, kind of be a role model for them and give them a little guidance. So. Unfortunately, I have this disease, and so many others do, but fortunately, I've been successful and able to help those, which I think is the biggest gift anybody can be given.
Did the disease affect your playing career much, and did it influence your decision to kind of walk away from competitive golf at a fairly early age?
It did affect. I never let it affect or never let anybody know that it affected different times in my career, different tournaments, U.S. Open, I could have won and had a bad low blood sugar, and it took me, holes to get it back. But actually, I stopped playing because I got plantar fasciitis and I got bone spurs in my heels. So it wasn't diabetes related. It was strictly, you know, wear and tear over the years. And I got married and, you know, a lot of other things, too, that I've enjoyed being at home, enjoyed being, you know, helping these young kids. And I'm still playing a lot. I'm still practicing. You know, every once in a while I get out and play a little bit with my husband and other people and doing some corporate stuff. But, you know, it, just a little break. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, Michelle McGann is our guest. 7 LPGA career victories. She was a member of the LPGA Tour 1988 to 2006, over $3 million in career earnings. Michelle, do you have a favorite memory or a moment from your playing career, something that you look back most fondly on when you think about your days on the tour?
Well, actually, I was just at the Ryder Cup, and I think one of my biggest memories would be at the Solheim Cup in 96 in Wales. And I was in the singles matches. I was up against Laura Davies, who at the time was the number one player in the world. And I fortunately hit a really good shot into 16 and closed out the match 3-2. And I think, you know, representing your country, I know that there's been a lot of talk about the collapse. And, you know, it's an unbelievable feeling, the amount of pressure that you're under. You can't compare it. You can be in any major golf tournament and not even close to comparing to the pressure that you feel when you're playing and representing your country. So I feel for those guys. I was there. The energy was unbelievable. It very inspiring. Very, it made you very proud to be being an American. And, you know, all my tournament wins were special, but I think that memory sticks out the most in my mind.
You took her down, number one player in the world, USA, USA.
That's right. It was like the balloon was deflated.
You know, Michelle, you had a little history with Laura. You edged her by a stroke when you won your first event in May of 95. You also beat her in a playoff the next year. What is it with you and her? You had the edge there.
You know what? I didn't even really realize that. I mean, I knew it at the time, but you know, I think Laura is one of the greatest competitors out there and great sportsmen. At any given day, there were so many of us that could have won golf tournaments, and I think that we all knew that, and we all appreciated everybody's talent. And I think that it just, you know, it just was timing. You know, I never thought of it like that, but I can tell you she's one of the greatest sportsmen out there. And she's the first one to congratulate you, whether she was in contention or not, just to say, hey, mate, good plan. Because she knew. She knew that I could hit the ball. I knew she could hit the ball. We both had a lot of talent. And I think that growing up in the era that we grew up, that was the greatest thing that we all had, is the ability to recognize that, hey, everybody was good, and it's okay to congratulate somebody. You know, that's the good karma in the game of golf.
Yeah. Now, since Jerry brought it up, speaking of playoffs, one of the notes I found in doing a little research on your career, you were 4-0 in playoffs. Did you realize that?
I did realize that, yes. I guess it was that inner strength, you know. I mean, I had gotten that far. I had fought to get to the playoff, and, you know, I'll never forget one of the memories. My brother was caddying for me, and at the time he was 17 years old in Youngstown, and he played football in high school, so, you know, he was a great athlete, but all he kept saying was, come on, Shell, this is what it's all about. This is what we're here for. You can do it, you know, pumping me up like I was getting ready to go play. And,
yeah.
You know, that's what it was all about. It was the focus. It was no longer you against 144 people. It was you against that person or two people or however many were in the playoff, and you needed to just, you know, take it one shot at a time, but you know, hey, give it your all. That was it. It was do or die. You were going to win or you were going to come in second.
Well, certainly that attitude, I think, helped you, especially when you made the Solheim Cup team in 1996. Was that one of your goals, to make the Solheim Cup team during your career?
Absolutely. I think that's everyone's goal. You know, I was on the team in 94, but that was the year that they just had alternates just in case. So I never had a chance to play, but having the experience of being on two of them, was amazing. And that was your goal all year, you know, get top 10, get wins. So you could be on that team. And I was so close to getting on maybe two or three other teams, and just missed it. But, that definitely, I think if you ask any of the Americans or Europeans, for that fact. You know, that's their goal, is to play for their country. And actually, I just saw John Solheim at the Ryder Cup, and I wore one of the hats that I won at the Solheim Cup when we were in Wales, and, you know, just thanked him for starting this, and thanked him for being, you know, part of history and being, you know, creating this event for the women to have the same experience that the men do in the Ryder Cup.
Yeah. For people who may not know, the Solheim Cup is the ladies' equivalent of the Ryder Cup. It's the best American golfers against the best European golfers, and it's held every 2 years as well, and it's in the off years that there's no Ryder Cup. So we have a Ryder Cup 1 year, Solheim Cup next year, back to Ryder Cup, Solheim. It's kind of neat the way
right. It
works out. And next year, the Solheim Cup is coming to Colorado. It'll be played at the Colorado Club in Parker, Colorado, just outside of Denver. Michelle, based on what happened last week at Medina in the Ryder Cup, what sort of ramifications does that have now for the Solheim Cup? I mean, we, you know, it slipped away from the U.S. last week for the men. Does that put more pressure on the ladies next year?
Well, probably subconsciously, yes. You know, everybody's really, you know, everybody tries to get behind the United States, obviously, when we're here. And, you know, there's so many people that travel abroad as well to cheer on our team. So I think definitely, you know, people are going to want to they want that cup back there. They want our U.S. team to pull out a victory, and I'm sure that we'll have tons of people there cheering them on.
The Europeans will be the defending champs at the Solheim Cup, so similar to what happened here last week at the Ryder.
Right. Well, you know what? Go USA. That's all we can say. Everybody get out there and cheer them on.
I think there's more pressure in the fact that the U.S. has never lost the Solheim Cup at home, more so than what happened last week, I think, is we'll factor in a little more.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the Solheim Cup, you know, I mean, there's so much more pressure, but, you know, these girls are young, too. You know, they can handle it, and, you know, crazier things happen when you're playing in that kind of situation. So, you know, you just got to get behind them, support them, and give them as much encouragement as we can.
They always talk about the difference in playing in one of these team events versus what men and women do week in and week out on the PGA and LPGA tours. Did you understand or appreciate that difference before you actually played for the U.S. team, or is it something that you really have to go through and experience before you get it?
I think you kind of try to anticipate and imagine what it's going to be like, but you have to be in the situation. You know, even in the crowd last week, there were so many people. Oh, these guys, I can't believe they hit that shot. They're chokers. Yeah, I turn around and say, you have no idea the pressure they're under.
And good for you.
That's definitely one of those things that, you know, you hate to be somebody in the crowd and, you know, hear somebody talk bad about one of your pals out there. And, you know, definitely a lot of those guys were my buddies. Jim Purick, we won the tournament in Bermuda. You know, Phil Mickelson and I grew up together, and so there's just so many of them, and you hate to, you know, hey, it's pressure. They're human beings just like we are, but, you know, we can just play golf at a little bit different level, and that's one of the hardest things that anybody can even begin to comprehend.
All right. Michelle, wish we had more time, but thanks for joining us today here on Tee to Green.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Michelle McGann on Tee to Green. When we come back, there's some golf going on, and Jerry's going to take us on tour when we return to Colorado Springs and the Broadmoor. This is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Your heart's beating really fast. It's beating so fast, you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do? You call the Tax Doctor.
If problems with the IRS are making you sick to your stomach, let the Tax Doctor help you. The Tax Doctor can help solve your problems by negotiating with the IRS on your behalf. They save their clients money, offering immediate payment relief.
plus stopping any bank levies or seizures. Call the Tax Doctor right now and see why we have a 95% satisfaction rating with our customers. The consultation is confidential and free. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
How would you like free information to the secrets of growing your savings, protecting your assets, and making retirement a reality? The facts are, if you're tired of losing sleep and your hard-earned savings in paper-backed assets like stocks, then you should call for your free insider's guide to gold and silver investing with the Birch Gold Group. The free investor's kit will show you how gold and silver have outpaced the stock market 10-1 for the last 5 years. It will reveal how to invest wisely, what to look for, and which coins are right for you. Better yet, you can trust you'll be treated with honesty, courtesy, and respect, as the Birch Gold Group holds an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Discover why some experts think gold and silver prices can still double in price. Call for your free information now.
Call 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256. Call today. Your tomorrow may depend on it. 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256.
This segment of Tea to Green, brought to you in part by our friends at Swan Law Funeral Directors, Colorado Springs, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912, 100 years of serving families with dignity and heritage, 501 North Cascade, Colorado Springs, online, www.swan-law.com. Jay and Jerry at the Broadmoor, not done yet. Jerry's here to take us on tour.
Got a three-horse race at the Shriners Hospital event in the TPC Summerlin in Las Vegas. Jonas Blix, Brendan DeYoung, and Ryan Moore all at 19 under through three rounds, and they're five ahead of Jimmy Walker and Tim Herron, so it should be a three-horse battle for the win there. Champions Tour in Cary, North Carolina at the SAS Championship. They're not playing that at Rock Barn anymore, Jay. That's unfortunate because was one of our favorite venues. Fred Funk and Steve Pate matching 67s and 69s. They're at minus eight, one ahead of J. Don Blake and Andrew McGee. Larry Nelson and the Marks, McNulty, O'Meara, and Wiebe, all at minus six, two shots back. And a cool event going on over in Scotland at St. Andrews, Carnoustie, and Kingsbarn.
That's the
Dunhill Links. Brandon Grace of South Africa, he's got a four-shot lead. He's 20 under. Want people to remember this name. He's won on the European Tour twice already. He will be on the President's Cup team for sure next year. Brandon Grace of South Africa, remember that one, folks.
All right, thank you, Jaron. Thanks to Brian Hewitt for joining us. Global Golf Post, check it out online. And we appreciate Michelle McGann for taking a few minutes to be with us today on the big show as well. That's going to do it for Jerry. I'm Jay. Till next week, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.